one God, who stretches out the heavens, who sends light to the nations, and gives breath to us all.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Loving God,
we confess
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the resplendent light of your truth shines from the mountaintop into our hearts. Transfigure us by your beloved Son and illumine the world with your image through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now it is time for the children's sermon, so let the children come. Hey, guys. So this morning, I want to talk to you guys about something. I want to talk to you about things. Oh, got one more? Okay. Hey, how you doing? I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you about things that are unchanging, right? So a few years ago, my wife Allison and I were at the beach, and she went and she found this shark's tooth. It's pretty cool, right? Could you imagine the toothache that this shark had to have to lose this? Gosh. Right. So people change a lot, right? We get older. You know, from one year to the next, you have a birthday, right? Our hair grows and changes. You know, even in the mornings, we change our socks, or at least I hope you do, right? The weather changes. People buy new cars and change brands. Everything around us is changing all the time. But see, this shark's tooth hasn't really changed much. It's millions of years old. It's unchanging, almost. I mean, maybe it was white when it first came out of that shark's mouth, but for the most part, it's stayed the same. Why is it black? I guess it's just like a. That's right. Right. Well, another thing that is unchanging is God's love for us. It never changes. In fact, God's love for us is so unchanging that he sent his son, Jesus, to live and to have a ministry and to die for us and then to be resurrected to save us. And that's what I want you guys to take away from this lesson today, that no matter what around you is changing, that God's love for you will never, ever change. Sound good? All right, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to live, to minister, and to die, and to resurrect for us. We thank you for your unchanging love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The first lesson is a reading from 2 Kings. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The second lesson is a reading from 2 Corinthians. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is God who has said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up to a high mountain apart from everything, apart and by themselves. He was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as on earth nothing could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. And then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let's make three tents or three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He didn't know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. And as they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Transfiguration is our theme today. Think of transfiguration as a way of Jesus showing and telling, if he absolutely has to, how God is transforming the world. There's sort of five steps in that. Transfiguration, but first is Jesus' baptism, transfiguration, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. Five different modes of love that Jesus shows and tells if he have to. Lutherans are really pretty bad at that, showing and telling if you have to. Our history as Lutherans have been to have elaborate constructions of theology that tells us what is right and wrong about our particular belief systems. I know in one of your Sunday school classes today, you were discussing on whether Luke, who wrote Luke Acts, was actually a Luke who was Paul's best friend or Paul's best man or something. You were talking about who was that Luke. Well, nobody really knows. It means that you pick a New Testament professor from the University of Chicago, and one from the Lutheran Seminary here, and one from the Lutheran Seminary in Philadelphia, and they'll all have different opinions. That doesn't matter as much as God, through Jesus, showing and telling us, if he has to, what's right, what love looks like, a love that doesn't change. The way God maybe reveals it changes part of life, but what doesn't change is God's love. What did you see changing today so far? Well, one thing, Preston Smith's birthday, so there's a change right there. Look at the back of his head. There's a couple more hairs that are... I see someone growing a beard out there. Wait till his mother sees. I see and heard a new Logan. Did you? Did you see something coming out of Logan that was the Holy Spirit? Yeah. So change occurs that we see and hear and experience. That Jesus shows us what that looks like. And today it's in Transfiguration. Scholars even debate on Transfiguration on what was used to make Jesus' robes white. What kind of bleach? Literally, what kind of bleach was used in the robe? What made it white? Did he go up? Which mountain did he go up? Did he go up Mount Hermon, or did he go up Mount Tabor? Or did he go up in a cloud like Moses did? And was it the cloud, and was it fog, or what? It doesn't matter. What matters is Jesus is showing us something special, unique about God's love for us. How God is changing, transfiguring, same word for transforming there, or the same word for, gee, what happens to make a butterfly from a larva? What's the word that's used? Thank you, metamorphosis. So there's Shannon, who knows Greek now, metamorphosis. It's a passive verb, but it's all right in there. Metamorphosis, changing. God's love never changes. The way that God shows us what that love looks like changes over and over and over and over again, according to God's plan and not ours. And that's where we get that true story for this morning. Three shrinks. Probably true, maybe not, but it's close. Some superstars in psychology and psychoanalysis in the 40s and 50s and 60s. Abraham Maslow, some of you took psychology, you know, the pyramid of values and motivation. Carl Rogers in client-centered therapy. And also, oh my gosh, it couldn't have been him. It was Harry Stack Sullivan in the interpersonal theory of psychiatry. All of those people, all those three guys, and some of their cohorts decided towards the end of the Second World War, in the late 40s, that if they could persuade our government and the governments of Russia and England to bring the leaders, particularly Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt, into an aircraft carrier in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, these psychiatrists could do their magic, their psychological, psychiatric magic, and bring about world peace. Well, holy moly, Batman, that didn't work, did it? That didn't work. But what happens when you try to persuade folks that your ideas and your plans and your opinions and your gifts will change the world? Not much. Oh yeah, what happens? How do you make God laugh? Tell God your future plans, right? It's God who is in charge, God who shows what that love looks like, what being in charge looks like. A couple things, and we're done. Transfiguration shows us that God invites us, Jesus invites us, into a different way of experiencing love, a different way of experiencing God's presence, into safe and holy spaces, like last night, like at baptism, like the birth of a baby, or two, or one on the way, a splash of love, a taste of love, a puppy who licks your face. What are those ways that God invites, places where God invites you to experience love in new ways? You all know them. What sort of glimpses of that love does God give you in those holy spaces? It may be an outstanding golf game. It may be once in a lifetime Carolina men's basketball victory. What are those glimpses that God gives you of love? Not words spoken, but glimpses. Maybe it's remembering what it was like when you first asked your spouse to marry you, or on an anniversary, or the time you first held hands, the first time you held your grandson or your granddaughter. What are those glimpses that are holy of God's immortal and invisible love for you? Finally, God invites, God gives us glimpses, and then God sends us. God's transforming, transfiguring love in our own lives sends us to show and tell, if we have to, how much that love is for all people. You might see it in the Olympics. You might see it in a favorite movie last night that talked about, showed you what it looked like for different races to get together, people with different backgrounds to get together. What does it mean to be invited to experience God's love, to see God's love? What might it look like to show that? Let's try it out. Amen. Amen.
Gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead.
On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With all the people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God Almighty, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, help us to see the light that glows from within and from without. The light that grows outside through Jesus, and the light that grows inside us through his presence. We thank you for the light that shines in our lives in so many different ways. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds, transform them to experience anew the joy of your presence and of your guidance. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, there are differences throughout our own bodies, and there are differences in our country and in our world. Help us to see and note signs of your creation that binds us together as one. As we watch the Olympics, help us to see the similarities of the creation that you have made, the glory of nature, and the glory of people getting along and actually showing that love. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, today we pray especially for those who are ill of mind or body or spirit. Today we are thinking about Pastor Gary and the healing presence that is in his life through members here, through the physicians and nurses and staff who work with him, through Nan and his mother, his children. We thank you also for your presence with Sarah and Brandon and the new baby coming soon. Be with them as they experience the joy of birth and the joy of being embraced by your love. Lord, in your mercy. All these things we bring before you, O Lord, and whatsoever you see that we need, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all.
Let us pray. Merciful God, receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your body, shining with the light of your justice and mercy, for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed our right and duty and our joy that we should at all times and places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who, sharing our life, lived among us to reveal your glory and love, then through our darkness should give way to your own brilliant light. And so, with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you, Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he is betrayed, our Lord took bread, he broke it, and he gave thanks, and gave it for all to eat, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, remembering his preaching and healing, his transfiguration, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day with all the universe when all will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Holy Spirit, bless us now and this meal, that refreshed with the heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen. body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and preserve you to eternal life.
Let us pray. O morning star, fair and bright, you have refreshed us again with heavenly food. You are our dearest treasure. Go with us now, today, tomorrow, and every day, that we may tell the story of your never-ending love and sing your praise both now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.